Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is Wednesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in the book of Ephesians. As many of you know that were with us yesterday, I struggled with the fact, do I take the time to take the 228 one-sentence verses 3 through 14 in Ephesians 1, the great Trinitarian doxology to the Father who authored our salvation, the Son who accomplished our salvation, and the Holy Spirit who applied it. Do we take the time to give it the treatment it deserves as if we were preaching our way through it? My goodness, we'd be there for a long time. But this five-minute devotional time is really meant to kind of look up from about 30,000 feet and bring a single takeaway for us each and every day. So I read all the verses, and we took the time to realize what a great privilege it is to be saved by the God of grace and glory, that we might enjoy Him forever. We not only praise God, we petition God. And so Ephesians 1 ends now with a prayer of thanksgiving. So let's read this prayer of thanksgiving. It begins in verse 15. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His great might that He worked in Christ Jesus when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things under His feet, and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all and in all. And every time you read the epistles of Paul, he'll start off with a great statement of praise, and then he'll follow it with a prayer. There are 17 prayers, of which this is one, that are recorded by Paul in his 13 epistles. It's a great study, and I commend it to you. A.W. Pink actually has written a book on the gleanings from Paul's prayers that you might enjoy. And as you glean from this one, you see that he gives praise to God in his prayer. He gives thanks to God in his prayer. He's very specific in his prayers, even things like, I want your eyes of your heart to be enlightened. See, sometimes we think the heart's just for feeling. No, the heart is for passionate thinking, that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened and He'd give you a spirit of revelation. That doesn't mean new truth, but that means the revealing to you of the truth that has been given to us in the Word of God about the God of the Word and the majesty of Jesus Christ. And then he says, I pray that you'd understand your glorious inheritance. By the way, don't forget, your salvation's not something you've earned. It's not a work. It's not a wage. That's what our sin brings us, death. Your salvation is a gift. It is an inheritance that is found in the death and resurrection and life of Jesus Christ. Who is this Christ? He's been raised up. He's not dead. He's come forth from the grave. He is risen. He is enthroned. And right now, according to Paul, he is doing two things. He is ruling and reigning, bringing all of his enemies into subjection. He has defeated them at the cross, and he is now bringing them to subjection when he comes again and destroys them in the lake of fire, except for his people who were his enemies. But he has redeemed them, and he is bringing you from death unto life, and actually you are seated with him. That's what he says. You are seated with him who is above all rule and authority and power, and you are now in him at that throne as a joint heir. And you are in his church, this church that he has established, which he has now put all things under his feet. And he has now put his church, which is his body. We are body number two. Body number one, the incarnate Christ is enthroned, glorified. Body number two, the inspirited, that is the Holy Spirit indwelt body of Christ. We are now sent into the world on a mission for him. And we have in the church universal the promised fullness of God. Here is a prayer that gives praise to God for the preeminence of Christ and the prominence of his church. This was a slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.